Okay, there was a question, like, on what bracha you make on a kind bar, or... Oh, it's a granola bar, same thing. Yeah, what bracha to make on a granola bar, so I thought I would ask Rabbi Shech.
Before Rabbi Shech, could you tell everyone to sit down? It is dangerous and against the law in Hungary to be standing around in a bus.
It's against the law to be standing in the bus, men and women. We like everyone to please be seated. The reason why it's against the law because it's dangerous. We just had Kriyas HaTorah, and in the parasha we read that Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful country. Eretz Chito Sora V'Gef and the Tain of Rim and Eretz Eishem and Advash. The Chumash lists off all of the Shivas Aminim Shenishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael, the seven fruits and grains that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. And then the pasuk concludes, Eretz Shalom B'Mizkenus Tachal Bolechem, the bread is delicious, Tachal Tavisavot Tavirachtu Es Hashem Alakecha. So the Chumash only speaks about Birchas Hamazon after eating the food. The Chumash speaks about Birchas Hamazon being the rice after eating bread, Eretz Shalom B'Mizkenus Tachal Bolechem. And many of the Rishayim think that the Bracha Achreina Ala Michya, Ala Geffen, many Mishanim hold that would also be their raisa if a person ate kidei svia. A person drank so much wine that he's not hungry anymore. A person ate so much oatmeal cereal, or wheatina, farina, he ate so much that he's not hungry. That was the whole meal. So if a person eats kidei svia, or of the fruits, the olives and so on, then that would also be their raisa. Usually we don't eat the whole meal, we don't eat that much. So the Yem Shalosh, the abridged version, the Alayitz, Valpirates, and so on, usually it's only going to be the Rabbanah for sure. Then the Chachamim introduced, called the Tikkun Rabbanah, came there, I said, Tikkun Chachamim introduced brachas before you eat food. So they singled out the Chameshes Mini Dagon, which all fall under the category of Chita Usora, wheat and barley. Yeah, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. So the oats, the rye, and the spelt are subcategories of the Chita Usora. So basically, all of the Chameshes Mini Dagon belong to the category of the Shivas Aminim, not just the Chito Sora. All of the Chameshes Mini Dagon belong. So the Chachamim introduced the Bracha Bishayna before you eat any food, and a special Bracha of Bar Minim Zainis if you eat from the Chameshes Mini Dagon. However, the Gemara says that if you just eat kernels of grain the way they are, I eat wheat, I eat barley, so then you say Bar Priha Adam. It doesn't have the special bracha Bar Minim Zainus unless you made it into a cereal, or you made it into a cake or something. Sometimes if you have a cake and you eat enough of it, you eat so much that you kaveh suda, that it's filling, then it becomes hamaitzi, like the Mezainus rolls, that they claim are Mezainus rolls. They're really hamaitzi. If you eat it together with the whole meal and it's filling, then you have to wash until it's a dime, say hamaitzi, and you have to bench bichas hamazon at the end. So here the granola means kernels of oats, and they're not ground up. They didn't make them into a cereal or anything. They're not made into a cake or something. Just plain kernels of oats. So the bracha on the oats would be hu adoma. Now, but it has other things mixed in. So that's... Oats is not the sole ingredient. That's probably
oats, sugar.
Sugar. Okay, what else? Corn syrup.
Corn flour, honey, soy flour, brown sugar.
Right, it has other things. So usually we have a rule that if you have a mixture of different fruits and vegetables, some who ate, some who adama, if you have a mixture of something is adama, something sha'akol, if you have a mixture of different things, so whatever is 51% or more is considered the ikar. An exception to the rule would be, let's say, if you made potato latkes, so the Gemara says if you put in a little flour, just ledevik bialma, that it shouldn't fall apart, then the flour is mamashatofa. But if you put in more than just a little bit of flour, you put in an extra bit of flour, the flour is less than 51%, but it's put in order to give more body to the latkes, then it should be more filling, that even though the flour is less than 50%, the chameshes bine dogan always become the ikar. So here, you have a mixture of the corn syrup with the sugar, which would be sha'akol, and you have the granola. The granola are the kernels of oats. So you should really try to ascertain which is 51%. But the Pashta says that it's called granola bar. That's what everybody calls it. So the ikar, even if the granola, even if the kernels of oats are less than 50%, the Pashta says that that's why people eat it. So the Bar Pri Hadama should win. The bracha should be on the granola bar. The bracha should be Bar Pri Hadama.
The answer is
Yochel Anavi is both.
They wanted to hear the final, the Bari Pri Adama.
Therefore, the bracha on the granola bar is Bari Pri Adama. Yes, correct.
The candlelight.
You can only recite the bracha on Hadlokas Aneros if you light the candles after Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is what time today?
6:40 something.
I'll tell you an exact.
6:40 something. We are leaving the hotel at 6 o'clock. The bus is leaving at 6 o'clock. So those are going to light the candles or whatever before
6:45
is Plag HaMincha. So those who light candles before cannot say a bracha. Okay. Right. So now, number two. We're not permitted to light candles in the bedrooms. It's against the rules of the regulations of the hotel. And if one lights candles in the bedroom, it's an Isra of Gzela, because they only rented us the room on the understanding that we follow their rules and regulations. So we cannot light candles. So we're lighting electric lights. So if you light electric lights, most of the poskim are of the opinion that you can't say a bracha, provided that the electric light has a filament. But if it's incandescent, in other words, but if it's
fluorescent or LED,
then the accepted opinion, those who disagree, but the accepted opinion is they cannot say a bracha anyway. So we're going to be leaving lights in our room anyway, and we're going to be leaving the hotel at 6 o'clock anyway, so it's too early to say a bracha. So you cannot say a bracha on the hadlaka. If you would be lighting candles and you would be saying a bracha, so the question is, where are you supposed to light? Where are you supposed to say the bracha? Should you light the candles with the bracha in the location where you're sleeping or in the location where you're eating? So this is a discussion in the Gemara, in Eridan, not exactly about Hadlokas Aneres, but about which one is considered Pesach. And the klal in the Shulchan Aruch is, the Magen Avraham's klal is, that the one that's more private is considered Pesach. So the bedroom is more private. The apartment where we're staying, the hotel room is more private. We're all going to be eating together. So that's going to be 50 people together. That's a public location. So the more correct is, one should really bench lift, say the bracha on Lakas Aneris in the hotel room. But we can't say a bracha because it's going to be too early. So just leave on the lights that you're going to need without any bracha. And next week the same. And after, we'll go back to saying a bracha on Lakas Aneris.
Why can't we light in Hannah's restaurant?
The question is, why can't we light in Hannah's restaurant even though Andrea is providing candles for us there? Why does Rabbi Shachar say we should not be lighting there?
Because the Hadlaka has to be the Beso. If I'm going to light candles in the street, more people are going to see it. It'll help more people on Shabbos, but you have to light the Beso. So the klal is that if you have a toss-up between the place where you sleep and the place where you eat, so the one that's more private is considered Beso. So the apartment, the hotel room is much more private than what we're going to eat. What we're going to be eating, we're going to have 50 people, more than 50 people together. We're going to have other people there as well. No, you can't say a bracha. It's the wrong place.
No.
That's like lighting in Times Square.
In the restaurant?
Yeah. You have to light in the location which is more private. More private is the hotel room. You can't say a bracha, so you don't say a bracha.
It's really hard to light without.